Blog Talk Radio. Hello and happy Sunday. Thank you for coming to and being a part of Finding Sunday here on the CMS Network, part of Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm so blessed to be here today, as well as for you to be privy to the word, like myself today. Sundays are my favorite days. It reminds me of family. It reminds me of love. It reminds me of closeness in Christ. And it's something that I personally just love, whether it's cooking on Sundays or just worship, getting ready for Sunday school, church. Is something that's been a part of my life for a long time. And today, January 24th, 2021, we have something to be thankful for. We have now in office President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, we have something to be thankful for. This is a transition in time.
to reflect back on everything that we've done up until this point to make it possible brings me to the lesson today. And it's not a typical lesson about sin. It is a lesson on how expensive it is. We're not doing the fire and brimstone and going to hell and things of that nature. We're not focusing on that type of rhetoric at this moment. People will say all kinds of things to you to make you think that every little thing you do, God is just going to send you to hell, and that's not true. But what you do do by intent, that is sinful, is expensive. Price are you willing to pay? There are a few questions I want you to ask yourself. Ask yourself, how is my life right now? Just look where you are right now. What has sin cost you? What price did you pay? And as of this Sunday, are you willing to take responsibility for it? This is that time. And one of the main questions that you need to ask for your own well-being is, have you sinned against yourself? What have you done to yourself that is not of God? Now, let's explore this. Let's unpack this. The definition of sin is an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law. Okay? I want you to hear me again. Sin, the definition of sin is an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law. This is the definition of sin. And I want you to highlight or write down immoral act, transgression, and divine law. This is where we go to the scripture. And it says in 1 John 1, 8 through 10 in the King James Version, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let me read that one again. 1 John chapter 1, 8 through 10 says, in the King James Version says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. That's all of us. And let me take you to Genesis 4 and 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee, meaning shall be, his desire, and thou shall rule over him. How has it ruled over you? You paid the price. Now it's your rule. I can look back over my life and see how sin has definitely ruled. I paid the price. And it was my boss. Who's your boss right now? How are you living your life? Who do you clock into today? Was it to the divine? Or was it to that benign evil thing that you allowed to rule over yourself? I'm keeping this simple because most people make it so extravagant that you can't get it down to the nitty gritty. Who and what do you follow to be moral? That's the simple question. Who and what do you follow to be moral? The seven sins are pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and slothfulness. And this is all done by your attitude, your action, or neglect and intent. Intent is with your mind. And that's where it all starts, in your mind. What are you feeding it? We get in a routine of waking up in the morning, getting ourselves ready. We may put on some music to motivate us. We may not have anything at all, but the television and the news. We go about our day, go in our routine. And in that routine lies where you pay your check, where you get your check, per se. How are you cashing in? And as you're cashing in, you have to be clear as to whom you're cashing in for. So we have three things. How have you sinned against yourself? And how have you sinned against God? Because you have to sin against yourself in order to sin against God, because you are created in His image. We are divine creatures. We are divine recreations of Him. So how have you harmed yourself by letting certain sins rule over you? Is it how you feel about yourself? Do you feel like you don't deserve things? Have you allowed people to abuse you? Have you abused yourself? Have you not been a good steward with your money? Have you allowed yourself to unlovingly do sexual acts with someone who doesn't love you back? How many times in a day, a week, a month, a year can you say you've let sin rule your life and be the rule for whatever reason? At this time, we are at the beginning of the year 2021. This is the time to make the decision with how you're going to live. And you have to get to a point where you're serious about it. It's not something that's just going to happen by osmosis. You don't want to be where you're forced to make the decision. It's so much easier to just say yes and do the right thing. But people have more fun doing what they ain't got no business doing. There's a payoff in it. There's a certain gratification that comes with it. Even if it's self-loathing of a horrible self-sabotaging word to yourself, to become fulfilled. the more you get into the Word of God, the more you know Him, the better you know yourself, and you can stand strong and just cruise along. The road is bumpy and dangerous when you don't. I've been studying Enoch. And if you haven't heard of him, he's in the Bible and you definitely should. Enoch was pleased by doing the right thing. And in being pleased for doing the right thing, God was pleased. And he came for Enoch. Sometimes it's just more exciting to do the bad thing. And you think for that moment, oh, this is good. This is all right. This is where it's at. This is how I feel right now. But everything you do, from your attitude, your actions, your neglecting your intent, matters. It ricochets. It's like a ripple effect throughout the entire world. And you may think you don't matter, but you do. How you affect people matters. So think about everything as a whole. Your life right now, where you live, car you drive, the person you're with, if or you do or do not have kids, your education, everything has to do with the sin you choose or not choose. How have you prepared your life to do better? To be the Enoch of your life? To be the Enoch of this world? How have you prepared? You know what you're supposed to do. And that's where we are. Making a choice to know and do what we're supposed to. Know what sin has cost you. And again, the question is, are you here and ready to take the responsibility for what you chose? The first step is acknowledgement. The second is a plan. The third is action. And right now, everybody here in this place, in this world, has to take action. Because sin is too expensive to pay. Too expensive to pay for. And it is a horrible boss. So don't let it rule over you. You rule you by ruling in the divine. And that gives you a full length of time. This is where we are right now, to be in a peaceful and prosperous existence by choosing to take responsibility for the sin that we chose and the right path that we choose to go on again. It's a never-ending story. But you are strong enough to get through it. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening. You wouldn't be reading and you wouldn't be studying. It's all about divine timing and alignment. And I'm thanking you for being here and continuing to do what you do and not let sin rule over you. This has been Finding Sunday. God bless.